This morning, people are remembering actor Paul Sorvino. He died yesterday at 83 years old. Sorvino was featured in an array of movies and TV shows, Warren Beatty's Reds, Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, and several episodes of Law and Order. But he was best known for his role as Pauly in the 1990 Martin Scorsese movie Goodfellas. Remember that one scene where they're in prison making dinner? Sorvino's character slices up garlic using a razor blade? NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
There's a less flashy scene in Goodfellas, but it's one that really shows off what Paul Sorvino could do. It's after they're in prison, and Sorvino's Pauly is talking to Henry, his protege, played by the late Ray Liotta.
I don't want any more of that.
What are you talking about?
Just stay away from the garbage, you know what I mean.
Pauly is warning Henry about selling drugs, about associates of his that might cause trouble.
No, I know.
You've got to watch out for kids like this.
Yeah, I know what they are. I only use them for certain things. Believe me, you don't
have
to worry.
I ain't gonna get like grips.
And every time the shot goes from Liotta's face back to Sorvino's, it's like his eyes get a little wider, his brow higher. His voice doesn't get louder, but it gets scarier. And it builds until you can feel it when Sorvino slaps Liotta in the face.
And you see anybody f***ing around with you're going to tell me, right?
Yeah.
That means anybody.
Paul Sorvino was born in Brooklyn in 1939. He first started working as a copywriter in advertising, but left for theater, debuting on Broadway in 1964 and starting his film career in the 70s.
As an actor, as you go down the road, you begin to understand how difficult a profession it is.
This is Sorvino talking to NPR in 1979 about how he views his craft.
I'm trying to put together work that will last for hundreds of years. I'd like my great-great-grandchildren to look at great-great-grandpa and say, wasn't he a good actor? He had integrity.
In a statement, his wife, Dee Dee Sorvino, wrote, "He was the love of my life and one of the greatest performers to ever grace the screen and stage." Andrew Limbong, NPR News.